All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode,
it is a podcast.
It's an episode. In this episode is an episode.
Within an episode.
On Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Apathetic Enthusiasm. I'm Brandon.
That goes too fast for me. I feel like I can go on and on with that whole dance and making up words to Sizemore's.
Okay, well, let's do it again.
No, now I forget. Oh, no. Oh, and a donkey. Tomatoes.
On Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hey, everybody, I'm Brandon.
Chelsea here.
And we are here to talk to you about so many different things that we have definitely planned on.
So many things. I haven't been here in such a long time.
I know. The last time you were here was
2022.
Oh, my gosh. So long
feels
ago.
Feels like a long time ago. But that's, yeah. I was so happy that you got a chance to record with Travis. So
I was, too.
And I was happy on your behalf and on Travis's behalf and also on mine.
I was, too. Yeah. I was, too. Very happy on my behalf.
Winning all around.
Before we get started talking about Travis.
Oh, we love you, Travis.
Let's do some housekeeping. Blue Sky, apathusiast.bsky.com.
Oh, that was still only one.
Okay, or dot social. Facebook, YouTube, Patreon. Hey. Appreciate the folks who are out there supporting us over on patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm.
So many platforms.
And Magic Mind, Travis and Brandon 20 or 50. Whatever.
Is that still applicable?
I don't know. Go try it out. You can tell that my brain is not working because I have not used Magic Mind in some time. But they sent us like a 20% off. I'm like, but.
If it turns out, if
I have
you replace
a code.
It with vodka, it's not the same thing.
I have a code, so don't send me a coupon for it. Like, I have a code I can use on myself. Can I use the code?
Well, can you double up?
I don't know. No, probably not.
You feel a little manic. You feel like maybe you had.
You feel like I'm manic.
You're right.
I don't feel manic.
You are a little manic at the moment. You feel a little jumpy.
Jumpy. No, I'm not. I don't feel jumpy at all.
No.
I'm in the mood. It's been 2 weeks since I've recorded.
Since I looked at me.
It's been 2 weeks since I recorded. Last time I was with Travis.
It's been 2 weeks since you recorded with me, but only 1 week since you recorded.
No, I didn't record last week. I was in.
So that was 1 week that you missed, but you recorded the week before that.
Yeah. So 2 weeks.
I don't know. There's some math in there.
There's
that
one
made sense to me at the beginning.
There's one Monday.
You only then you missed go to the, 1 week.
I only missed 1 week. Yes, but it's been 2 weeks since I've recorded. So in a way, we're both right.
It's been so long for me, but I'm still so good at it.
I feel manic.
You feel like I feel you're manic.
Yeah. I do.
Well, it is Manic Monday here at Apathetic Enthusiasm. We don't have a regular set thing for that.
Well, let's go ahead and get started.
Hit me with the topics. Go, bro.
As we talked about, I was gone for a week from recording. It's been 2 weeks since I've recorded. 1 week since whatever.
1 week you missed.
And the reason was I was down in South Carolina. For a conference. And
take your shirt off and spin around your head like a helicopter. Woo. That's North Carolina, Brandon. Come on.
Is it?
How dare you?
What's the difference between North and South Carolina besides
the song? The song is different. The song is North Carolina.
Take born and off. Raised.
No, good Lord.
On the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
That would be a different Fresh Prince.
So, yeah, yeah. The fresh
raised in North Carolina instead of North Philadelphia.
Anyways, so yeah, I was there for a week. And while I was there, you know, it was fun. I took Klonopin.
I meant to ask you if you needed to take any anti-anxiety medication while you were there.
I did. Yeah. Well, so like the first day, I got there Sunday, and then it didn't actually start until Monday. But if I flew out Monday, I would have gotten there like 7, and then I would have
a.m.
in the evening. In the evening.
Okay.
And so then I would have like had to rush the next day, and I wouldn't have known. So I was kind of had stress about that. So, okay, you know, I'll just fly out Sunday.
So then, you were stressed on Saturday about flying out there on Sunday.
No. Because I'd made the decision earlier in the week to fly out Sunday. So I was, that stress had passed.
Good.
Now that Monday, I wake up from the hotel. I'm like, okay, the badge, they're not releasing them until
there was
like
a dead hooker in your room.
Well, she wasn't in the room, but the window was broken.
Good. Yeah. You don't want that in your room. Get
Franklin. and so, yeah, badging started at 3. So you had to wait till 3 p.m. to get your badge.
Did you say you don't need no stinking badging?
I did not. No. I'm sure they're like, ha, ha, ha.
No one would laugh.
No.
Because they would just be like, why are you talking like that?
No, they would say, ha, ha, ha.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't even know it was from anything. They would just think.
They wouldn't laugh. They would say, ha, 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 because it's not funny.
I know. They would just give you blank stares.
No, they wouldn't, because they would have to give me something.
Well, we'll have to test it out next time. So badging started at 3.
Uh-huh. And the mixer started at 5. 5:30 or 6, whatever, something. 5 to 5:30 to 6. And so the whole morning, I'm like, well, okay, it's almost 3 o'clock. I'll get there and get my badge. And I'm like, no, I should probably, if I'm going to go to the mixer, then I probably have to wait. Like, I shouldn't get there right at 3. I should get there like 5, because badging ends at 6. I'm like, okay. So then,
oh my
like,
gosh, this is so stressful to me just listening to yours.
So it's like 5 o'clock, and I'm like, okay. And I'm dressed. And I'm like, okay.
Any questions?
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay. Okay, just go, Brandon. Just go. And so I started walking to open the door, and then I'm like, oh, you know what?
You're on time, you're late, buddy.
Let me grab a pen. I don't know why. And so I grab a pen. I'm like, get back to the door. Like, do I like this jacket? I don't know. Let me try a different jacket.
It was a brand new jacket.
No, just hear me out. It's not about like what I was wearing or anything. It was about going back and forth, like finding excuses to go in and back and forth and not leave the hotel.
I see.
I was finding excuses to stay there.
You should take up smoking.
No, I took a Klonopin because I'm like, just fucking go. You gotta do it. So I made my trek to the convention center. I got my badge, and then I hung out looking at my phone for like 30 minutes because I got there too early before the mixer started. And then the mixer started, and then I wandered around and I saw somebody I knew, and I'm like, okay, now this is, everything's going good now.
Was it me?
What are your questions?
Oh, so my question was, were you nervous because you had bought new clothes for this thing that maybe you weren't used to wearing? Like, you started this, we got you a couple blazers before you went, and so were you nervous about sporting this new blazer style, this like I'm 42 and I wear blazers now kind of style? Were you nervous about that? That's one question. Answer it.
Okay. Yes, but there, I was nervous about everything.
But so I don't know how much we want to, you know, you can cut this out if you want. So let's just like, let's this little part where we're like, and then cut to the next thing.
We're not even halfway into the episode.
But you can cut this part out.
No, let's not. It's too much work to edit.
Okay.
Never mind. You just fuck it. We do it live. That's
secrets,
the philosophy.
Here they come. But you're on Zoloft now. Mm-hmm. You didn't. It's so many times that we've gone somewhere where you've said, oh man, if I had not been on Zoloft, this would have been a clusterfuck. But you did not feel that way this time. You didn't feel like your Zoloft was working for you, huh? Is it time to bump it up?
No. I don't think so at all. I think if I had gone there before Zoloft, then I would have
been even bigger mess.
It would have been really, really hard. And
was it because you were in South Carolina?
No.
No. You were just like, oh.
No, I was.
No offense.
No, it was just, I talked to my psychiatrist on Thursday. I had an appointment with her on Thursday.
While you were there.
Yes. She's the one who prescribed me the Stola. That's why psychiatrists exist, for medication. Indeed. Instead of psychologist. Okay.
We don't want to say her name. Anyway, when you said psychiatrist,
it's not yours.
Thinking of your psychologist.
Yeah. It's not him.
So no. Okay.
No. Okay. So I was talking to her and, you know, the whole thing is, yes, I had anxiety, like nervousness and stuff being and going out right on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and there is a difference, though, between like feeling uncomfortable, which a lot of people feel uncomfortable in that situation. It's normal to feel uncomfortable in that situation.
Right.
You're going to a conference where you don't know anybody. It's not like a fun get together where you're like, ooh, we're going to have fun. No, like you're going to like listen to lectures and stuff like
you
that.
You have to meet new people and small talk.
It's all of that. So a lot of people get uncomfortable in those situations. So there's a difference between like putting yourself and like talking yourself out of like, oh no, this is bad stuff. People are going to be watching me and stuff like that versus, mm-hmm. Oh man, I don't know what I'm going to say to these people. Those are actual issues.
You should carry table topics cards with you. Do you? Did you think of some topics before you went down?
No, I'm an ad lib guy.
Oh.
Ad lib.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, because the rest of the week I was fine. It was just like that initial, okay, here we go. Gotta go be social with people I don't know, you know? And honestly, I knew one person, two or three people that were going to be there. I'd met one person before one time up in DC, and then my coworker Becky. Like those are the two people I knew who were going to be there. And so everyone else was like, "Oh, I don't know."
So then, did you three just kind of like hang out, like stick together all week long?
No, mm-mm. No. Becky kind of like I hung out with Becky time to time, and then the other guy he was. Going around doing other stuff.
Was he a mingler? Was he like the opposite of how you were feeling when he was like, I'm digging this. Who else can I tell my spiel to?
No, he's a good guy. He had another coworker of his with him. Me and the coworker were cool with each other. Like we talked back and forth. He's an Air Force guy too. But we were following the guy I knew, like from booth to booth to booth. You know, it's a convention. So there's all like the trade booths there. And sure. He's like going up and like talking to people and like, oh, what's this? Oh, what's this going on? I mean, the other guy are like, good. I'm glad he's doing that.
So oddly enough, I feel like I am more comfortable when I'm going to go to something where it's all strangers. If I went to a thing like you went to this conference and I knew anyone I knew was going to be there, that's what would stress me out, because then I know I have to act in a certain way that they are used to. And so I don't feel as free to just be whatever. Like, I'm not going to see any of these people ever again. Who cares? But instead it's like people I know there. So I'm like, oh, now I have to act normal-ish.
That is interesting.
If you don't know anyone there, you can go in with an accent. You don't know. You can tell them you have a different name, but just be like, this is my middle name, Brandon. My real name is Dabney.
Brandon Dabney.
Coleman.
I think there's something about meeting new people that I'm afraid, you know, irrational fear, insecurity of people just meeting me and being like, what a loser, like what an idiot, or something, right? And so when people know me, they know I'm an idiot, so I'm not afraid of seeing him anymore.
I'm just nervous about the people who know me. They know what kind of idiot I am, and I don't want to have to stay within their little box. Get me out there with some strangers. I'll be talking about where you get your slippers from. And that was me at Barnes & Noble this week. I was talking to the guy behind me. I was talking to the lady in front of me. I was talking to the cashier. And I was just like, I'm on fire right now. No one here knows me. It's exciting.
And everyone's like, why is this lady talking to us?
Exactly. And I, bless Sheena, I used to hate it so much when we would go anywhere and she could strike up a conversation with, and not only could she would. And I'm just like, we just need to get out of this Target, Sheena, and go to the next Target. I don't know. Like, we're just, I'm done here. And now I've started being like that, where I think actually when you and I went to the last Comic-Con together, maybe that was more like that. And I was like, is this annoying to Brandon that I'm chatting with everybody? And he's like, let's go.
Yeah. Whenever we go, talking about conventions, Comic-Con and stuff like that,
where there's
like,
booths,
where there's booths, the booths at the end, the
it's on Hulu.
We've you and I had like little tiffs, like little tiny tiffs.
I never.
It's a muy poquito. muy, much small. All
right? It seems to me you just don't like it when I'm louder than you are. Prefer to be the bigger personality.
No. Like the booths. The booths are like, we've gone there before, and then you're like, Brandon, you wanted to come to this convention. Why aren't you like? And it looks
engaging.
Like you're. It looks like you're mad to be here. Why are you mad to be here? And like, we go from booth to booth, and my thing is like, I look at the booth, like I want to see everything going on, but I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to like look.
I get booth guilt.
And then
that
go.
That person's sitting there, and then I feel like I would feel so terrible if I was just like, "Hello, what do you do?" And they're like, "I draw this Koopa Troopa." And I'm like, ugh, next.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to be like, oh, good for you. You know what? That reminds me of a funny story about Koopa Troopas.
And I don't like talking to them.
Please, let's move on.
I don't like talking to them, because then there's the awkward period where I'm like, I just spent a lot of time talking to you, and you're trying to sell your art or whatever, but I wasn't planning on buying shit from you.
So then you have to say, I'm so sorry for taking up your time. Thank you so much for your chat.
And then you go to the next booth right next door.
And you just say exact same things, but loud enough so that booth can hear you still be like, that bitch is just repeating from booth to booth.
She said she had to go to the bathroom, and she's been talking to this other booth.
Booth whore.
She's a booth babe.
Don't booth shame me.
But I think that's what it is. It's like, I don't want to talk to the booth people, because I don't want to give them the false hope that I'm going to give them any of my time or money.
You should open with that. Hello, I'm not going to buy anything, but how are you?
No, because then I'll be an asshole. Then I'll feel like an asshole the
rest
of the
time. Not if you say it in a fun way like I just did. Hello?
Yeah.
You don't have any money. Is your first name John Wilkes? Make a little joke. Make a little assassination joke.
No, because then they'll want me to buy. Then they'll laugh, and then they'll be suckered in by my charms.
At least you don't do what I do, which is like, I'll take. They'll be like, "Here, look at this book," and I physically take the book in my hands, and then I'm stuck going through every page. Go, this is lovely. Oh, I love this. Oh, this is very good. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well,
and I'm like,
I've smudged up your book with my greasy fingers,
and I'm like 20 booths down at that.
Yeah. By you're missing out. I'm making connections. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Do you remember any of those people?
Yeah, it probably was Bob. There was a guy named Bob.
That's your dad's friend. That doesn't count.
I know, that's true. So my parents are going to be sharing a booth with some other business people, industry people in Florida next month in somewhere way up, not
like
the
Tallahassee?
Jacksonville?
Oh, Jacksonville.
Huh? No. Is that true?
Jacksonville's on the other side.
It's like Northeast Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where it is then. It's like near Gainesville.
Yeah.
So there, and it's not called the Comic Con. It's called the something con. I'd have to look it up, and I don't want to. Anyway, they're going to be sharing a booth my dad is sitting at the booth drawing while other people are also sitting at the booth drawing, and my mom's going to be taking the money.
I'm so proud of you right now. I'm so
I haven't hit the mic yet.
No.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you because you're doing your best not to say who your dad's doing the booth with.
Well, that's not the point of my story. The point of my story is my mom.
I mean, it's details. Right?
My mom's going to be doing the business exchanges. So I told her, she's really bad about it. And I told her, do not apologize to everybody who comes to your booth. For whatever reason, I can just picture her being like, I'm sorry that we don't have the right size protector. I'm sorry that this, and I'm sorry it's taking that. I'm like, do not apologize to everyone who comes to your booth. You just, they are there. You say, thank you for your time. And so I was thinking that about, you going up to these booths and small talking, and instead of feeling bad about taking their time, you tell them you appreciate their time after, and then they feel good.
Well, I just don't.
Then throw a dollar at them and quarters at their face.
I just don't talk to them.
Oh.
And then I don't feel bad at all. I just walk on by.
Which is crazy because you know at least one person everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. We could go to a Comic-Con and you're like, oh, hey, Jimmy John's, or what's the guy's name that you know?
Jimmy J.
It's so close. So close.
It was close.
And then you're like, oh, hey, Marla. There was a girl around somewhere.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so obviously you had to speak to those people at some point, and then you see them at the Comic-Con, and then.
Well, but that's different.
I ran out of steam.
The booth is very specific. We'll get away from this because the booth is, people are there to sell their wares, and the warehouse. If like go to a farmer's market, I don't like. I don't like going to booths.
That's why you make me buy the tamales instead of you. I have to go and say, we would like some enchiladas, please. And then they're like, okay, which flavor? And I have to turn around. Hey, which flavor do you want?
This has never happened.
And then he's like, mild. And I'm like, which one's hotter, mild or medium?
You do that, but unrelated to the tamales.
I don't know. Just give me the hottest one you have. Oink.
And do you have sex with a tamale guy?
I mean, if he's got the right stuff.
Really?
No.
Corn husks. Ugh. He uses a corn husk
condom.
I'm
not a fan of tamales, so I do not have sex with the tamale guy. Maybe I have sex with the free money guy.
Yeah.
That's a prostitute.
I just want to finish. I just want to finish this booth thing.
You were stressed
farmers
about
farmers market. I don't like walking past people when like the interactions are like they're gonna try to sell me something. It's like going to a car dealership. Those things stress me the
hell
out.
When you're a lady and you go to the mall, any kiosk, they're all like, "You need a makeup. You need a perfume.
It's not just
or it's like being in Vegas where they're like. They flicking these cards at you. You want to go to this porn show?
You're not just a woman when you do that. You know, like I went there when I was a teenager for like a choir thing.
Where?
Like sing it in Las Vegas. Oh. We went to the college down there, and we were walking the strip, and then they're like, "Ah, pop, 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 pop."
Here, do you want this paper?
No, no. They do that. You go to the mall, and then they're like, "Hey, you want some glasses?" I talked to this nice Israeli woman, and she's like, "Hey, you want
Why
some glasses?"
Why does it matter that she's Israeli?
I don't know. Oof. Because it was.
We'll cut that out.
It was very important that she pointed it out to me.
She told you, "Hello, I'm Israeli."
She did. that's how the conversation. So then I was like, I got stuck with like, "Oh, really? That's interesting."
You said. Oh, Israeli.
I said, oh, Israeli?
Israeli?
Israeli.
That's racist.
It's a stress. Like, you go to a car dealership, you get stressed out to go.
I become a bitch to those people.
Because? Why?
Because I know they're going to try and bend me over and screw me out of the right car deal.
Just like Tamale Man.
And I'm like, just talk to my husband. He's a male.
And I'm like, how many?
I'm like, does this one come with an engine?
How many horses does it gums?
What? What do you say?
Yeah, that's what I say.
How
to
many
them.
Horses does it gums? Oh, gums about 7 horses.
Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, yeah, nope. We will take them for everything they're worth.
Whenever amount of horses they say to you, you should be like, nope. And then you say you want one more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many horses does it gums? okay, well, Chelsea, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about some other stuff. No more booths. No more babes. No more Israelis or tamale men.
Man, we are chopping off a lot of things off of the topics I want to talk about.
Yeah,
here.
I know. We've talked a lot about those things.
Okay, we'll talk about high top tables instead of booths.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm a fan of high top.
But not me.
Let's leave that for after the break, which is coming up right at, well, the break is coming up after I say the break, right after
this.
And now we're back.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Seamless. Oh, seamless transition.
I love taking a break. You know what I like to do when I take a break?
Tamales.
That you said we weren't going to talk about.
Well, no, we weren't going to talk about the tamale man, but we could talk about tamale.
I don't like tamales.
Okay. Yeah, neither do I.
But
I do
a lot of people then would say, like, that's because you haven't had good tamales.
No, I'm sure people have said that.
Maybe I like tamales now, though, and I just haven't had one in a long time because I didn't like it before.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, somebody might have died. In the background, that's our son. He's 13. He may be 13 forever. Let's see. Kid, are you okay?
Yep.
The kid is good, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly what happened.
We did it. The
so
towel
we block
rack
off the hallway, fell out. Which, by the way, I think we block off the hallway to keep the dogs in the living room when, mm-hmm. when we're in here.
Mm-hmm.
Or Brandon always does whenever he's in here. But I think they got loose. Anyway, I could see what had happened. Dexter was on his iPad, looking down at his iPad, just walking straight, walking straight, and just totally just walked into this horizontal painting that we put to keep the block off the hallway. Oh, silly boy.
He's alive. He's alive. Good news, everybody.
Yeah. Phew. That was close. We almost had some breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking.
Breaking his neck.
Breaking our painting. Oh, and his neck. That would be bad, too.
Yeah, that's more important is his neck.
Do you want to talk about... What do you want to talk about?
No, what do you want to talk about?
What do you, you
it sounds like you have something on your mind.
No, I just didn't know if you wanted to talk about SNL or if you wanted to talk about the movie that we watched almost all of. My speech that I gave, or
well, tell me about your speech. La, la, la. Just pick something and go with it. That's how we do this podcast.
Okay, so I gave a speech in my public speaking.
I don't want to talk about that. Okay, so NSNL 50.
NSL 50.
Okay, your speech.
It's 2.5 hours long. For
your speech is 2.5 hours long.
NSL. You said NSL, and it made me say NSL, and it's SNL.
Uh huh. So your speech. What was it about?
I had to choose, it said, tell us a story, and it had to be 2 to 3 minutes long. And so my story was titled Life Before GPS. And I told the story of when I was 18 in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And I got lost because my MapQuest printout wasn't sufficient enough for me. And I'm terrible at directions. Long story short, 3 minute story, even shorter, was that I was on the 405 for about 45 minutes because of traffic. And I saw an exit that I thought would be my exit in Irvine. And then I thought I might be in Irvine because I'd been on the freeway for so long. So I got off the freeway and then I was lost. So I had to call my mom and she had to, she's like, got the Thomas Guide memorized.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
So she was like, I think you're on page 764. You should be on page 798. So anyway, I got home. I gave up on Irvine. I didn't get as far as Culver City.
and it turns out you were in Cincinnati. You made it all the way to Cincinnati.
Who knows? At that point, I was just like, there's ocean.
Mom.
That doesn't seem right.
It says... Honolulu.
But I told this story to a class full of 18 to 21 year olds, minus my mm-hmm. professor, who is probably a little bit younger than I am, but still close enough to know what MapQuest is.
Okay. 32.
So I had to explain to all of these younger people what MapQuest was, what a Thomas Guide was, how I had to make a phone call to my mom, but make it short because it was 99 cents a minute before 9 p.m. And so I don't know, I was trying to make it relatable in that I got lost, and then also inform them about how easy they have it and stop bitching at me about everything, Kaylin.
That's how you ended the speech, I assume.
I did. And then I said, oh, thank you.
How did you think you did?
Did you give yourself an assessment? I did do a self eval, and I thought I did a lot better in my practicing than I did on the actual day of. Hmm. Ooh, my kneecaps get so jittery and shaky when I get nervous when I'm standing up in front of people. And then I'm like, I'm sure that everyone can see my kneecaps just like playing the bongos up there. But that's why then my stance goes wonky because I'm afraid that my kneecaps are too shaky. So I lean to one hip. But that was the critique I got from my professor was that your stance started out great, but then you were shifting from side to side and you need to focus on that and make more purposeful gestures.
Deliberate movement.
That's right.
Yeah, no one can tell when you're don't do that into the microphone. People can't tell when you're nervous, like when your knees are shaking. They can't tell, like your hands.
I feel
yes,
like they can.
Like people can tell when your hands are shaky.
When
but,
your knees shake, it travels all the way up in a car.
But I'll also say that everyone else is nervous when they're giving these speeches. So
no, but you know, maybe they're like that 50-year-old woman shouldn't be nervous.
You're not 50.
I know, but they don't know.
You're 32. I said
they think everybody's 50 who's not 21.
It's true. What's your
she's almost dead.
What's your next speech? Do you have is it assigned yet?
The next one is an informative speech. So I think I'm going to do it on your EPP.
What is an informative speech, Chelsea?
What? It's a speech.
You have 1 minute.
What
tell
do you
me.
Mean? No, this is a debate club.
No. You have to inform me about what an informative speech is in 1 minute or less.
Okay, but my informative speech has to be 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, but I'm not in a class right now, and neither of you.
Well, if I have to inform you what an informative speech is, then we're getting divorced.
Is that part of your speech?
Yes, it is. That's what I'm going to open with. Anybody who has any questions, I'll punch you in the face.
And then we'll get a divorce. But got to get married first. It has to be cheap because I don't make that much money.
I don't. Well,
That's cool. Now, I will say this about your speech. It was very good. And you did practice it really well. You said that you went like 30 seconds over time, but
no, only 5 seconds. Between because I had been practicing and clocking in at 2:40 pretty consistently, and then my actual day of my speech was 3:05, and I think that was just because I knew I was going to be nervous, and so I talked fast anyway, and then I knew I was going to talk faster, and I was trying to slow it down, and I probably then went too slowly.
Slowly. It's like is there like a buffer where like you can go a little bit over?
Oh, yeah. She didn't mark anybody down for that. All like right. 5 seconds for sure. But anyone who did the speech got an A for this one. This was the just tell us a story. She's like, I don't have any feedback for you yet until I watch you do the speech. So then the next one, the grading will be a little different because she'll have had some things to tell us about this speech. And then we should take those notes and
run with
apply
them.
Apply them.
Oh, that makes more sense than run with them.
Don't run. Unless your speech is about how to go running.
No running in the halls. But I got this speech
I have
notes.
Class tomorrow and we have some speeches left to do still. So, okay. I'm not me, but like 4 or 5 people. So
what you've watched a bunch of those speeches. How have they been by and large? Are they pretty good?
They're so cute and adorable because they're all a bunch of young people. And I was like, look at them being so brave and getting up there. And I'm just trying to look so attentive in the very back row. I was going like, good job.
With their 18-year-old life
Except
experiences.
Except you, Kaylin. Fuck you. There's not a Kaylin in my class. That's why I can say it.
They got their like little 18-year-old life experiences going on.
Like, and you know what? The majority of the speeches had this like, I should have listened to my parents' vibe. Like that was the common thread, a very common thread. And I was the second person to go. So mine was like definitely about like having to call my mom. And then there were at least 10 other speeches that were like, and I didn't listen to my mom and I didn't listen to my dad and I should have listened to my, and I was like, oh, I love that. They're learning. They're still going to hate their parents.
Yeah, they are. I don't know if I would have had a speech like that with that lesson. It would have been like, and I left because to hell with
like,
my mom.
I hate them. No, this one girl told what I think was my favorite one was that her mom told her to do something before she left the house, or before her mom left the house. And so the daughter, I don't know what her name was. Joyce. It's not, but so Joyce said,
Joyce Chamois is her
said,
name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But she didn't know what her mom had said to her. So her mom left. And what her mom had said to her was turn off the pool water in like 10 minutes or whatever. So it doesn't overflow. And she just went, nyah, nyah, nyah. And then her mom came home and then she came up. And I love this, that the mom came up to Joyce's room and was like, did you turn off the pool water? And so this is the first time Joyce is registering. That's what she was supposed to do. And she goes, uh-huh. And she's like, okay, go downstairs and get the groceries out of the car. And Joyce takes a step out to the back door into like calf, water up to her calf. And she's like, ugh. And her mom goes, oh, someone didn't turn off the water. And Joyce is like, oh, yeah, what the heck? Let's go. So then the mom says, let's go find the water, turn off and turn it off. Or let not find it, but let's go turn off the water together. And they both went separate directions because Joyce didn't know where the water turned off was. And then she found it and she should have listened to her mom. But that was my favorite one because I've been there. We're just going like, I'm sticking to this lie. It sounds terrible. My parents know I was smoking in this bathroom. And I'm like, it was a candle. Where's the candle, Chelsea? I don't know. Not in here anymore. It must have jumped out the window.
I thought that story was going to go in a different direction. I thought it was going to be like, and she told me to turn the water, and I didn't register it. And then a little while later, I got home, and my mom was face down in the pool.
Oh, God, no. You know, and it might only be because the professor did warn us, like, maybe you don't want to go heavy for your first speech, but she said that some people do. Like, some people cry during their first speech.
Yeah, yeah.
One speech was this darling child who had lost both their parents. And so it was a speech about how you should appreciate everything you have all the time because it could be gone at any minute. And that was really good for me because I came home that day and our new dog, Buster, had scratched the hell out of the door. And I had shut him in the bathroom while I was gone since he was brand new. And so, like, just be thankful for every little minute, Chelsea.
I know we weren't going to talk about Booths again. Oh. But I want to talk about Booths, Buster, real quick. Because one of the things you said about the Booths, they hand you the book. They hand you the book, and then you're looking through the art.
Yeah, getting my oils all on it.
They want you to touch that book. They want you to get your hands on it. Because
that's how we ended up with a dog.
Yeah, so we do have a new dog.
He's so cute.
I've been telling my version of the story.
What?
To everybody.
Oh my gosh! I bet I don't sound good in it.
No, you don't.
Awesome.
Yeah, everyone is like, "What that bitch?"
I know. How dare she?
So I've been telling my story, and basically, anyone who's listening to this already knows my version of the story. So what is your version of the dog story?
I'm sure it's very similar because I'm very self-aware, asshole.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
We saw the adoption, the doggy adoption place.
No. Make it interesting.
No, it's going to be so long. I've already told a really long story and I'm sure my voice is getting, it's like, going to make people's eardrums. Yoshi. We were at the mall. There were outdoor stores. We were like, what? I didn't even know there are outdoor stores here. Went out there and I was like, there's a pet adoption place. And okay, back up. Like a week and a half ago, you sent me a picture of a golden doodle. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've had dogs on the brain. I know you and Dexter are like, I want a dog. I want a dog. And Dexter especially was like, I want this dog. I want this dog. Anyway, so we go in there and there was like 20 puppies in there. It was so precious. And then right away, I noticed the one puppy that we ended up getting, but his name there was Owen.
That's right. What a stupid
what
name.
A dumb dog name.
Yeah.
And he was taking a shit when we saw him. And I'm like, look at him on the little grass section. Yeah. I'm like, good for you, buddy.
It was impressive.
And then I was like, oh, he's so cute. And then I said, I want to hold him to Brandon. I said it. But then I said, but if I hold him, am I going to be able to leave here without him? And you said, probably not. And I said, you're right. Can I hold this dog, please? And so then I held the dog and you did like refuse to hold him. Mm-hmm. Like some weird, like, I'm not claiming my child kind of a awful father.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet and cuddly and was like, you can take him home for a week for a trial run from Sunday to Friday. That's perfect. Hey, Brandon, when are you going to be gone on your trip? Sunday to Friday. Okay. And you said, if you can deal with him for a week without me there, without like losing your mind, then it probably is an okay fit. I'm like, that's probably true. So let's all hope that I'm not like covered in blood by the time you come back from your trip. And everybody's like, it's just Carrie in here. Anyway, I did it for the week. Watch those two dogs and my child. Everybody stayed alive.
You did it. You did it. No,
no blood. Very little blood.
Very little blood. Very little pee in the house. Did he poop in the house at all?
No.
Yeah. Crazy.
I know.
That's
even Camila, the first, like one of the first times we brought her over to your parents' house for them to watch her, she backed up, beep, 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 put her butt up against the wall and pooped on the wall.
I had a dream the other day where I've like
tried it, can't do it.
Why is Camila pooping on the wall again? Why does she always want to poop on the wall?
That was a dream, very specific. Yeah, so yeah, that's basically how I tell
anyway,
a story.
Anyway, we've got the dog named Buster.
The only difference in my version of that story is
Chelsea just spent $2,000 on games last month, so why should she want to buy this dog for $400?
No, that wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh, good, because that didn't happen. Yes, it did. Sorry. Next.
Yeah, I'll cut that out. So the difference,
self-aware.
The difference in the story was it wasn't right away we were like, I want to hold the dog and ran back. It was like, okay. And so we got to the door and we were walking out of the door and you're like, I want to hold him. And then you went back. Right. So it wasn't like an instantaneous thing. It was like, we got to the door and then we went back.
Cause I was like, listen to your body, Chelsea, trust your body.
and then the other detail that I tell that you didn't tell was I was also said, like, well, maybe I'll just come back Friday and see if the dog's still here.
Yes, that's right. We did do that.
And I said, you know, there's no guarantee that this dog is going to be here on Friday still.
Right. So then I was like, you're right. We should bring this dog today.
Yeah. So because in my head.
Because you're like, I really want Chelsea to have to do this by herself for a week. and she's going to lose her freaking mind.
No. And Jeff and Justin gave me shit earlier. Like, you wanted it. Why would you have said that to her if you didn't want it? But the thing is.
Oh, I love Jeff and Justin. I love they're on my side.
I wanted, because you were like so lovey with this dog. I didn't want to hold him. Like, if we got him, I knew I was going to hold him eventually.
Yeah. Well, will that be? He won't let anybody hold him.
That's true.
Hates people. He's traumatized. He has PTSD.
But he was so happy to be with you. And like, he was cuddling and you were cuddling with him. And then
he was frozen in fear.
I also saw that he pooped on that little tuft of grass in that little cage area. So I was like, okay, so
he wasn't yapping in there.
Because there was another dog that like shit in their bed while we're there.
Yeah, that's true. I thought you were going to say in their mouth.
No, it was a really cute dog too. But I was like,
is that little kind of like red one?
Yeah. Like, it was like,
they're called like Blue Ridge, Rocky Mountain.
Blue Ridge Reds. Red Greenlands.
I don't know. Rocky Mountain Oysters.
And so I was like, if we're going to get another dog, it needs to be a dog that you or have an attachment with, that like you look like you are, that you really want, because this dog is going to lay on you all the time.
My biggest issue was that it's a boy dog, and because it's a small dog, you can't pet this dog without touching his dick, and I feel like a pervert all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm just constantly stroking this dog's pants on accident, and I'm like, sorry, Buster, sorry.
He doesn't care.
But I notice, but he looked like a dog that we used to have a little bit, like a combination between my baby girl, Carmen, that we used to have, that was like my baby dog. I loved that dog so much. And so I think that was part of it, too, is that he resembles her.
Yeah. He's a good dog. He's
a butthole. He's a menace.
He's timid. He's fairly quiet until you put him in the crate for a little while. And he's like, but you know, he's
okay. He's gonna get our little fat chihuahua to lose some weight because she's out there chasing him all the time now.
Yeah,
but they're trying to establish their territories around the house, so I'm letting them just like have it out every once in a while. I hear one just like gar, 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 at one, and I'm like, okay, figure it out, you guys. I don't know. Call of the wild.
The last thing I want to say about the adoption thing is I also thought it was such
expensive.
It is expensive. Ooh. I thought it was so cool, the whole like overnight stay program, right?
A week. Like that's a
yeah. So like the whole thing is they don't take your money right away. They say, hey, you know, take a week, see if this dog fits in your house with your family, with the other dogs in your house, you know, whatever. And then if it's not working out, then bring the dog back. We won't charge you. And then, you know.
However, if it's not working out and you decide the day after, you're out of luck. They will not take that dog back. They're like, sorry.
Sorry.
You have 7 days. Actually, they only give us 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we figured it out.
But I love that because
that is really good.
Because you don't know, right? We could have ended up like one of the other dogs, and the other dog, like that one dog in Hawaii.
We've fostered quite a few dogs, or babysat dogs before. Where I'm like, no, yeah, that dog was called Vader.
That's right.
In Hawaii, and nobody got any sleep.
Well, what kind of dog was it? It was like
black, because that's why they named it Darth Vader. He slobbered everywhere.
He's like a dwarf bloodhound, right?
He was like a long hair.
No, no, it was like he had like the jowls, and
I just remember there was water everywhere from him whenever he would get drink water. And then you have a friend named Ryan Cody that I babysat beautiful boxer Jasper when we lived in Arkansas, and that dog ripped the shit out of our laundry room door and like ate its way through our door. It was like a beast.
That's right. And then we had to pay for that door when we left the base housing.
Thanks, Ryan. You owe us $45.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Anyway, so we have a new dog, and that's great.
Yeah. Buster.
Buster Brown.
Buster Keaton.
Cruz. And he's a black or white dog. So.
Yeah, and it worked out because he was so quiet. So it was like silent movie, Buster Keaton. Now I just say it's because he's black and white.
Yeah. But he does talk in, Buster Keaton does talk in some other movies.
Does he talk in the Twilight Zone? The episode.
There's
a Twilight Zone episode when he goes to, like, from the silent movies to the real world.
Yeah, is it Once Upon a Time?
Does he talk, what does he say in that?
I think he does talk a little bit.
Does he say maybe one word? I bet you.
Does he talk in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he just runs across the screen chasing a tire or something. that's a good movie, though.
Yeah. Well, speaking of comedy stars, SNL 50 just happened.
Yeah. We haven't watched it all yet. We're not relevant.
We haven't watched it all yet. My dad talked to me about the musical special that was on Saturday. And he was saying how good that was. And then last night was the actual episode, the 3-hour episode covering it all. And he was like, this sucks. He didn't like it.
So far, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I've noticed. But that's making me laugh because it's so uncomfortable. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, like Will Ferrell messing up his lines.
That part I thought was hilarious. But just the jokes aren't landing or something. The audience doesn't feel receptive. I don't know if it's because they only have celebrities in the audience because it's the anniversary. Yeah, so there are no normies.
Jack Nicholson civilians. Is right up front,
And then you didn't get Bama Joe in there. He would have laughed at every joke you made.
I'm watching the SNL.
Tom Hanks is not going to laugh at everything you do. He's in comedies all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. What was interesting to me is my dad was texting me and he's like, this isn't good. It's just not good. Sizemore and Travis were both it was good. We enjoyed a lot of it.
Bama Joes. A couple of them. A couple of Bama Joes.
Don't call Travis a Bama Joe.
Sorry, Oklahoma. Travis lives in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you really. Oh, Ida Joe is.
Oh, Sizemore is an Ida Joe. And he has a daughter named Joe.
Josie.
Am I allowed to say it? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We did it already.
She's a Bama Josie.
Bama Josie. so far, I and you've seen clips on.
I've seen a couple of clips and I didn't crack up at them. I wasn't oh my God, this is going to be so good.
The Bill Murray one was okay. That's fun.
Was fine. It was kind of predictable.
Yeah. And then which one did I watch? I saw another one.
I saw a thing where Adam Sandler sang a song, but I was watching it on mute. So I don't know if the song was any good.
Yeah.
But he looked like he was going to cry at the end. And I like Adam Sandler, old Adam Sandler. Now he's all precious and sentimental, and I love it.
Yeah. I can't remember what clip it was, but I did think it was funny. So which is unfortunate that I don't remember which one it is.
I know, man. We'll come across it in the next 2.5 hours that we watch it.
But I do think it's cool that they had all of those people. I mean, Phil Hartman was there. Gilda Radner.
Just gonna say people who are dead. Oh no. Good thing I've never been on SNL and get that SNL curse where you die later.
Yeah, Chris Farley.
Oh, Belushi. They had Belushi. Oh.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Sad. Even watching, even seeing like Tom Hanks and Paul Simon on there, and I'm like, do I look like that now? I mean, we've aged the same amount of years.
They're so, so old.
Like, oh no, I don't want to get old.
Yeah. And then Steve Martin's like, I'm 79. Like,
what? You've looked the same since you were 25. White hair.
Has just no change.
And Martin Short, he's like the baby of the Three Amigos group, you know. So he's not even 79. He's probably as young as like 74.
You know what's spoil the lead. We're gonna do some trivia, but it was interesting to me that Jim Brewer. Damn it, I saw it. Jim Brewer and another
Bill Hader.
Are like the same age.
Oh, sorry. No, I thought you were going to say that they didn't go. They're Bill Hader didn't go to the thing.
No, yeah, yeah. But Jim Brewer's like the same age from like, it felt like a generation later of SNL cast members.
Jim Brewer, if I had to guess how old he is now, let's see. If I'm 42, I'm going to say he's 56.
Yeah.
Actually, he might be older than that. No, I'm going to say he's not 60 yet. I'm going to say 56. Look it up.
Oh, can't do it.
Bill Hader didn't go. Bill Hader's dating Ali Wong. She's a stand-up comedian.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I think for a little while they've been dating. And I don't know why he didn't go, but I did see a headline that was like, it was going to be a scandalous article, I could tell. I didn't read the article. What? How old is he?
Jim. Oh, sorry. I'm still on the same age thing. Jim Brewer and Fred Armisen are the same age.
Okay. How old are they?
I don't know.
No, that's not the point. Okay. Now you filler. I'll look.
All right.
Up.
So here's.
And then we'll do our trivs.
Here's what we're going to do. While Chelsea's looking that up, I will introduce what we just wanted to throw out some SNL trivia. Three questions. I have three questions for Chelsea.
One is easy, one is medium, one is hard. Do you have that same thing going on?
I just have three questions that I haven't figured out yet, and I'll figure them out as I ask them.
Okay, well, you should ask ChatGPT right now, which, by the way, we went to dinner last week and used ChatGPT to just do like video game trivia during dinner so that Dexter could be involved in what we were doing since he wasn't on his iPad. We had to entertain him our damn selves. they're 57 years old today.
Whoa!
Oh, no.
Oh.
As of today.
As of today. Oh.
That's crazy. Different. I'm so close. They're 57, not 56.
They're both the same. Yeah.
And then there was one question, or a couple of questions, that the answer that ChatGPT gave was very obviously wrong. So it was like, can I even trust ChatGPT to do some SNL trivia? So if anybody has any issues with these questions, you can feel free to write in, send your letters to Dexter.
Send your letters to large language models that are responsible for stealing content and reposting it without sources.
ChatGPT and I are best friends.
Mm-hmm. And you're putting all of our information in there so we can get the Chinese to steal it.
But if I need ChatGPT to know that I want to buy a gift for Brandon, and that's all I say. Mm-hmm. And then my ChatGPT says, okay, we know Brandon likes blah, 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 because I've told it all those things already.
ChatGPT, here's a picture of my husband.
These are my boots.
Who does he look like, and who do you think could play him if there was a spy movie? And also, here are his passwords to all his major accounts.
Okay, well, ChatGPT had very complimentary things to say about what actor you looked like, what famous people you looked like. So I wouldn't even be complaining.
I will complain.
They said Javier Bardem. Uh-huh. They said Jeffrey Dean Morgan, which is my man. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised he didn't say Marc Maron. He being my ChatGPT. I was surprised that he did not say Marc Maron. All right. I got my easy question.
Okay. Hit me with it.
What?
Fred Armisen. No, that's not it.
No.
Oh, okay.
It is. What's the name of the cheerleader duo played by Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry?
Jimmy and Martin Scorsese.
What?
I don't know.
What? When they're cheerleaders, do you know what they...
No, I don't know.
The Spartan cheerleaders?
Yeah, no, I know this. I know the skit.
Okay, well, that's the name of the cheerleader duo. They're the Spartan cheerleaders.
Oh, I thought you meant their actual name.
I don't know, but I know that it's Craig and something else. And that's not even in here.
Okay. All right. You would have gotten the one trivia question I was going to ask you.
I don't remember what Sherry O'Terry's name is in it. Okay, but here's the next one.
Okay. This is medium now.
All right, this is medium. And I'll make it a little easier for you. Name two of the three original Coneheads.
Jane Curtin.
Okay,
and
yes.
Dana Croyd,
yes. Uh-huh. Now, for bonus points, to make up for the last one, can you name the third one?
No.
It's Lorraine Newman.
Oh, it's Lorraine. Lorraine.
All right, last one. Who was the first SNL cast member? This is hard now.
Okay.
Who was the first SNL cast member to be credited as a featured player instead of a regular cast member?
Oh.
This is really hard. Also, how old is Jim Brewer? That's my next
Is it Michael Anthony Hall?
No, he's older than that.
Oh, George Carlin?
No, but I bet he's around the same age. Give up? Yes.
Yeah.
Harry Shearer.
Oh, with Michael McKean and
it was the first
Christopher Guest.
According to ChatGPT, mm-hmm. he's the first cast member to be credited as a featured player instead of a regular cast member.
All right. Well, here's your first question.
Blue's Clues.
Actually, what was the first? Well, let's see. On April 22nd, 1978,
come on,
Steve Martin paid homage to which King historical?
You know what? When I was in elementary school, like a fourth grade kid did the King Tut for the lip sync. You know that his mom was like, "You should do King Tut."
King Tut. Okay, so next little piece of trivia. Who is the only person in SNL history to go from being a musical guest to a host to a cast member in that order?
A cast member? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. A musical guest to a host to a cast member?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Steely Dan.
I'll give you a hint. Harry Shearer.
Is it Michael McKean?
Yep.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Oh, because they performed as Spinal Tap?
Yep.
Spinal Tap. And then he hosted it as Spinal Tap, or did he host it as
Michael McKean, I assume.
Good for him.
Yeah. Let's see.
He's married to that lady.
I don't know. What's
that lady he's married to?
She's
in It. The original.
Yeah, like
double VHS.
The redhead, right?
No, she's like French. Like
your hair is silver fire.
Oh, you're right. She plays Beverly Marsh.
Yeah. He's married to her, right?
Version.
Because the...
Yeah, but for a second, I thought someone else...
The other lady is dead. I think she died.
God, you're a bundle of joy.
Yeah. Shout out to the chick from It. Okay, so here's the last question.
I'm ready.
And I don't know how true this is, but I saw it on Reddit. Who's the only cast member to be fired from the show twice?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, man, that's true. Did he get fired for
fights? I don't know.
Oh, man.
But what was your answer?
Chris Parnell? Yeah.
I can't imagine him being fired once.
Yeah, let me look
at... I am appalled.
Chris Parnell fired twice?
Okay, don't Google on the podcast.
Only one SNL cast member has been fired twice. Chris Parnell.
I need more details. And yeah. I know I could Google it, and so could all your listeners.
Yeah,
but I want to know right now.
Let's see.
Was he fired because he was too nice? Because he was fired because they were like, you have so many job offers. It'd be nice of us to fire you so you can take some job
offers. There's a Cracked article about it.
Cracked is just like, if BuzzFeed is Kmart, Cracked is Walmart. I'm just saying, you're so down on BuzzFeed, but Cracked is just a small step above.
Cracked used to be so good.
It used to be really good.
Like Gladstone was on there.
But do you remember when? It was when we lived in Oklahoma. So that was in 2013.
Yeah.
No, sorry, 2005. and that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And that's when I like binged everything on Crack. That's when I discovered, I'm like, oh my God. And they had College Humor on there and everything.
It was so good. And then Cracked was like, new writers. Let's get as much.
They just BuzzFeed now.
Yeah.
They just like, and their listicles. You know what drives me crazy is the way they title them. Here's 47 things that I laughed so hard at that I spit my tongue out at the mirror and I had a root beer float and then a witches came down and I just couldn't even stop myself. That's how.
Is that a title? Because that's.
They're ridiculous.
That's brilliant.
Here's six reasons that you should run into the forest and take all your clothes off and dance on her naked moon. Like, they just have the most naked moon. That's dance naked under the moon.
Dance under the naked moon. Dance
under the naked moon.
Hey, put some clothes on, moon.
Yeah, he's mooning you. Get it?
That moon's got butt cheeks.
I don't like the total. I could look up right now and tell you, like, one of the most ridiculous. But you were going to say something about it. No. You go to Cracked.
I'm just saying Cracked used to be good. You're right. It's not. It's a shadow of what it once was.
It is. Just a shell of itself.
Under the moon. The naked moon.
I can tell you right now what one of the things say.
Let's hear
Hold
it.
Hold on.
Let us hear what one...
I don't know. I think my algorithm on my phone is different.
It's probably listening to you. It's like, oh, no. They're going to post this on the internet. Let's have a legit article.
Top three things you have to do
before you die. Okay. Yeah. Call to action, everybody. If you have an outrageous BuzzFeed, Cracked, whatever article...
Where the title is Cuckoo Bananas. It's just like, this article made me cackle like a... This is literally... This was one of like... Here's some things that'll make you cackle like a witch until you grow a wart on your nose. Like, the cackle like a witch part was real. I don't remember what the rest of it was. But that drives me crazy.
Up the wall. Wall Zoo. Hey.
Married.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Chelsea, final thoughts.
I'm so glad to be here, you guys. I don't have anything better to do.
Do you have homework to do?
No. Brandon did my homework last night.
No, I didn't. I don't ever do that. That's plagiarism. Shut up.
Is it plagiarism if you typed it? You didn't type it and then I retyped it. You typed it. And
yeah, but you're pretending it's mine. You're pretending it's yours.
No.
And it's not yours.
I'll tell the teacher.
Ugh, damn it. You're too open. Stop.
My husband did it. It was good, right?
I have nothing else. So on behalf of myself.
Yes. Thank you.
Chelsea.
Thanks for the boothings.
And Travis Menard. We appreciate you.
Oh, Travis. We love you.
We appreciate all of you. And until next time, I am Mr. Brandon Cruz.
Samesies, but Chelsea.
See you later.
The end. Now let's make sure the dogs haven't pooped all over the house.
Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through Geico. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.